it seems like the council members all represent different kind of sub-areas of the fishery.
Most of the members are people like Alaska's Fish and Game Commissioner or representatives of the federal government. The other seats can be filled by players that represent various industry sectors. That accounted for the competition that we've just seen. There was a seat that was coming available. The governor of Washington State back in March put in her list of nominees, and that's what governors usually do. They put in a list to the Commerce Department. Usually the top name on the list is that governor's first choice. In this case, that was Lori Swanson. She represents a group of vessels that fish for flatfish. And then there are two other names listed. One of those in this case was Craig Cross. He was the number two person on the Washington governor's list. He represents a much, much broader segment of the industry. He works for a company called Aleutian Spray Fisheries. And that company has boats that fish not only for pollock, but that company also has crab boats, also freezer longliners that target fish like Pacific cod. Craig Cross had really broad support across the industry. And those supporters basically went to bat for him and succeeded in getting him selected to the council by the Commerce Department. That announcement came down just on Monday. But it's usually a surprise when anyone other than the top choice of a governor makes it onto the council.
Can you explain a little bit about how his appointment is going to change the council?
Because he represents various sectors of the industry, it's going to have a diverse group of fishing industry constituents to answer to. And I would doubt that it would be very likely to see him try for sort of a revolution in favor of any one particular industry group. And believe me, if one individual council member is trying to really get away with something, the other members of the council will call that person on the carpet right away. They negotiate with one another and try to make a coherent recommendation to the real regulators, which is the Commerce Department.